It's Wednesday, August 29th, 2018. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by Extron Electronics.
Today's Daily Download comes from a State of Control 47. Steve Greenblatt is joined by Rich Fregosa, Stephen Lampier, and Will Rowntree talking about building control. Rich Fregosa starts off talking about the factors stopping companies from implementing control systems in their entire building.
I think it's twofold. I think one is that the concept is great, but the actual time that's required and the cost that has to be paid to somebody is not necessarily palatable. When we talk about savings, you know, it's great. You know, you could save X, Y, Z, you know, over the course of a year, and you're going to amortize it. And, you know, again, it's like, you know, 200 conference rooms, $1,000 a year, $200,000 savings. Great. You know, so the first thing they think is, wow, we just saved $200,000. Didn't occur that there's actually going to be a cost to get to that point. So all of a sudden, when you say you will save X in order to get there, it is going to take Y in time and cost and development and hardware and software and all of these things. And then all of a sudden people kind of go, well, maybe it's just okay how it is, which that is a common conversation that occurs. So that is a huge hurdle to overcome. And that's with automation in general. That's with anything that we do in part of this industry is when we are facilitating and streamlining. And, you know, it all comes down to, you know, where those threshold points are and where the value add is. And depending on where you are with the decision maker on this is really going to leverage how much you can push out. In residential, it's a little bit easier. It's a smaller scale. We have different tools. There's different factors to deal with it. You know, there's a big difference between a 3,500 square foot house and a 45,000 square foot house. And you know, we will have BMS systems in those places. And there is, you know, light harvesting and protecting artwork and, you know, everything that we were talking about before, you know, based upon, you know, whether you see precipitation coming, whether, you know, you're dealing with your sunrise and your sunset. I mean, all of these things that occur that benefit somebody's lifestyle. People working in an office, and again, people aren't as attached to their office, and they're not necessarily as tuned into the cost it takes to run their office, because it's not necessarily an out-of-pocket expense. They're not going to be necessarily as vocal about it. They'll appreciate it. They think it's cool. But when you're dealing with the actual sell-through, yes, it does require a much more concerted effort. And the issue right now is that we have the BMS systems manufacturers. We have those contractors, those developers. They're one camp. We have the other side with the integrators and the software developers on our side. And we're not all necessarily speaking as a unified front. We're getting better. We're starting to speak with one another. We're talking about common APIs. We're seeing these things start to happen. But there is not necessarily industry-wide in terms of communication between industries. There's personal relationships, there's professional relationships, but there are not industry relationships that are driving this forward that says automation manufacturer XYZ will work with BMS manufacturer XYZ. This is how we do it. Here's the four case studies. This is how we've shown it. And this is how we have been able to effectively keep the costs down by this. That's a tough one. So what's happening is it's on the front lines. You have you have companies who are doing it in order to promote themselves as the value add proposition, but industry wide, we're just not seeing it. And that one, I scratch my head on that one.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.